Hi everyone, thank you for coming here. I didn't realize that it's really warm and just the weather is so hot, but it makes us feel that we're less, I guess, in the United States and more in a different country where we're not with having all the luxuries of air conditioning and all the other stuff. Well, my name is Sylvia Sweden again, and I'm an activist originally from Jordan, and my mother is from the Ukraine. And I grew up in both countries, in Jordan and the Ukraine. Currently, I go to, I'm doing my master's at the California Institute of Integral Studies, finishing the master's and we'll start the PhD. And basically, I'm involved in the Arab American community with the Arab American Anti-Discrimination Committee and the Arab Cultural Center. These are just some of the outlets of the involvement, but an activist at heart. So whatever injustices are in the world, I'll be addressing that as well. Well, basically, I was asked to speak to the war on Iraq and the immigrants and the immigration situation here. So I really thought about just really telling personal stories and of the hate crimes that have been committed in the Bay Area specifically, so because they're so relevant to us here, and also look at it ideologically in society and look at the official systematic way of discriminating against immigrants in this country. And one thing I want to emphasize before I start giving you some interesting stories and some statistics, just a little bit of statistics, I don't want to bore you, is if you get anything from my talk today, is just know that this is nothing new. This has happened before September 11th, the systematic discrimination against Arab Americans and Muslims, and of course that category is very, very diverse. We have people, South Asians, Pakistanis, Afghanis, Kurds. They're people from, it's a really big population, diverse population of people within those terms, Muslims and Arabs. Just to give you an idea, there's so many formulas that people get confused about that we are taught here in terms of Muslims and Arabs. Not all Muslims are Arabs, and not all Arabs are Muslims. And there are about 843 million Muslims in the world, and out of the 843 million, only 200 million are Arabs. So the majority are actually in India and in South Asia. And also, 26% of Muslims are the part of the population of the world. So out of all the people in the world, 26% are Muslims. So that's a pretty, 26%. So again, as I said, this is nothing new. It has happened before, and we see it in terms of the systematic discrimination and acts that have been implemented previously, but they've been less visible than the more current one, which is Patriot Act 1. Other acts that have been implemented before is Anti-Terrorism and Effective Death Penalty Act. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that. Illegal Immigration Reform, Immigration Responsibility Act. Actually, this was signed under Bill Clinton's in 1996. So also, just so you know that the Muslims and Arabs here have been collectively condemned and socially stigmatized for a very long time. So this is, again, nothing new. Just look at the mainstream media and look at how Muslims and Arabs are portrayed, and specifically post September 11th and before and during the Iraqi war, the war on Iraq. So basically, the American media, the U.S. media, tries to dehumanize Muslims and Arabs and represent them as terrorists. And I'm sure we're very familiar with those images that we get on mainstream TV. Actually, CBS anchor Dan Rather summed up this whole idea, and he said, let me quote him right here. He said he was on the David Letterman show, and he said that people from the Middle East felt angry because they see themselves as the world's losers. They, would never admit that. They see us, we have everything, we win everything. They see themselves and think we should be a great people, but we're not. It drives them batty. They hate us for who and what we are. So, Dan Rather. On the David Letterman show, nevertheless. America's most watched shows. Most wanted. Actually, in terms of hate crimes, that's an avenue I want to focus on, is there have been about 770 reported hate crimes in terms of vandalization and verbal harassment. And those are just the ones that have been reported. But most crimes, hate crimes, go unreported. And there are reasons for that. If you look at the Muslim and the Arab cultures, they're cultures of a community, of collective cultures, where when hate crimes are committed or assaults, they keep it and they resolve it within the family. And it's the family unit represents that supportive network to speak about discrimination. And there's also that private entity, that the family is a private entity, that we would not want to publicize any hate crimes. So that's why they have not really been reported. But one of the biggest reasons is Muslims and Arab Americans also feel that because of their representation in the media and in the United States, they've gotten so used to it, so used to this type of harassment. Not now by just the people, the American people who are ignorant about the situations in the world, but also by the American government. Okay, here's an interesting story. A friend of mine who's been here for about 8 months. She arrived from Gaza, from the occupied territories in Palestine, and she got married to my other friend who owns a Middle Eastern Arabic store. They live in an apartment complex in the South Bay. So every day she comes out to go to school, she's been taking English courses, she faces, she finds dirt and garbage on her car. And at first she tried to ignore it, saying, oh, maybe, you know, just there's some kids who are doing that. And she wears the hijab, the veiling. In Islam, women wear the veils. So she spoke to her husband about it and complained about actually finding this dirt and this trash on the car every day, and that she gets really dirty comments every time she gets out to go driving or to leave the house. And at first he just wanted to keep it private. He didn't want to share it with anyone, just saying, you know, I just want to live peacefully within the apartment complex. I don't want to have any issues with other people. And then he started sharing it with family, but that's where it stayed. Again, going back to the reasons I mentioned, that not wanting to get involved with the FBI, who are watching Muslims and Arabs very closely, and who are being accused with criminal acts that they have not committed. And it's so easy now to attach this word terrorism on individuals who are Middle Eastern, who look Middle Eastern or Muslim, and of course that includes, again, South Asians, Kurds, people who are not even Arabic at all. There are so many other stories that I got from the hotline, the hate crime hotline from ADC, the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee, and I want to actually read some direct quotes for you real quick. I also have some pictures to show you if you would like, and this actually happened here in this neighborhood off of Valencia. And basically, those are pictures of a mission apartment repeatedly vandalized with anti-Arab graffiti, garbage, and fezes. That's both human and animal. The house, the residents Arab American, has been attacked from between 5 to 6 times. And the reason that this house has been attacked is because it had a very small Palestinian flag on the door. It says here, and I'll show you closely if you come later. It says kill Arabs right on the sidewalk, and then on the door it says die pig, and then again off of the window it says die Arabs or kill Arabs, and the door has been completely vandalized. Those are some of the emails that were received by the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee. It says, Please die. This happened between March 2000 and March 2003. So right when the war erupted on Iraq. Please die. I hope the US nukes the Middle East, then the world will be a better place. Fucking Arabs, go to hell. You will pay. This pathetic attempt to distance yourselves from terrorists will fool no one. I will enjoy watching your countries and people burn. You should start acting like Americans and not terrorists. You're either American or Arab. Arab American is an oxymoron. You're either, I'm usually a level-headed person, whatever that means, but now I believe your organization should shut down, and I will refrain from going to any Arab-owned businesses. Now Arabs all over the world will suffer. There was also a note on the car of an Arab American woman that says, why do you have a sticker? She had a sticker on her car saying, Free Palestine. A pretty small sticker on the bumper. Why do you have a sticker on your car that says you support suicide bombing? Are you a fucking Muslim terrorist? I've reported your plate to the authorities so they can have a background, so they can conduct a background check, so just to make sure that you're not a terrorist. So even that people who are full of hate even are using official statements and are using the systematic oppression and discrimination of Muslims and Arabs. So those are just some of the things. I'm loaded still with stories. This is endless. As I said, I've heard also stories that have not been reported from people. So if you're interested, we can talk about this afterwards. Thank you for listening.